KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have showers and thunderstorms here in Atlantic. So far, we picked up 37 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation as of 7 a.m. The 24-hour rainfall total, 37 one-hundredths of an inch. In-studio color weather radar shows some of the heavier showers off to our east between Atlantic and Oneida, also to the south of Audubon and east of Highway 71, and then down along the Griswold area between the Highway 92 and 71 corridor and southeast of there as well. These showers are pushing off to the east-northeast. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Well, the jury in the case of a Marnie man facing an aggravated misdemeanor charge of animal abuse in connection with the shooting of a Colorado woman's dog who strayed onto his property December 24th last year rendered its verdict Tuesday evening after a single day of testimony. It took only about 30 minutes for the jury to deliberate and determine the 56-year-old Charles Collins Cutler's fate. District Court Judge James M. Richardson announced the decision of the seven-woman, five-man members of the jury.
Form of verdict number one, find the defendant guilty of animal abuse. Mr. Fortenberson, is that your verdict?
Yes, it is.
Let the record reflect a jury verdict of guilt returned. The defendant is found guilty. A pre-sentence investigation report is ordered, and sentencing is set for 9 a.m. May 6, 2013.
Earlier in the afternoon, the jury heard testimony from Dr. Keith Leonard with the Atlantic Animal Health Center. The veterinarian testified that Chocolate Labrador, belonging to Stacy Ernett, an elementary school teacher in Denver, Colorado, died 30 minutes after it was brought to his clinic for examination and treatment. Also testifying in the case was Cass County Deputy Corey Larson, who, during the investigation into the incident, asked Cutler why he shot the 18-month-old dog Ernett had owned since she obtained it from a breeder when it was a puppy. Cutler told the deputy it was because he was afraid for his dog's safety and was, quote, just tired of animals running loose in Marnie, especially on his property. Ernett testified that her dog, which was wearing a collar and tags, along with Ranger, a German shepherd owned by her boyfriend Brandon Peterson's brother Jeremy, were outside playing before they were to make the long trip to the Quad Cities to visit Stacy's parents. She learned from Brandon that something terrible had happened to her dog Wrigley as she was preparing to load the car with their belongings.
I walked out of the house straight to the car where I was going, and I saw Brandon coming down an alley. Brandon had a look of horror on his face.
She said she ran through the snow to where the dogs were playing and saw her dog laying under a pontoon boat, bleeding from her hindquarters, looking dead. Collins Cutler testified that he was in his garage and came out to find the two dogs standing on the sidewalk leading up to the steps for his deck where his cats were.
I gave the verbal command, get. I was trying to muster up as much strength as I could to make the dogs leave because I couldn't get past them going to my deck to get into the house.
After he ordered the dogs to leave, Cutler says one of the two dogs growled and barked, but he wasn't sure which one. He went back into the garage and loaded a .410 shotgun. When he came back out and yelled at the animals again, the German Shepherd was gone, but the lab stayed and, quote, quartered toward him, which Cutler said that he was afraid for his cats and dogs, which were secured in the house, and when he shot the lab. The animal, he said, may have been turning away when the pellets hit it in the right rear flank. The jury ruled that Cutler did not have the right to shoot a collared and licensed dog because under Iowa law, the animal was not chasing, maiming, or killing another domestic animal or attacking or attempting to bite a person. Following the verdict, Ernett spoke with reporters.
I think it sends a message that it is absolutely not okay for people to abuse animals. Iowa currently right now they rank at the bottom of the list out of 50 states for animal rights, animal abuse, all those kinds of laws. So I hope that people just realize that it's not okay.
She said also that Cutler needs to be held accountable for his actions and is being found guilty and having to endure the repercussions makes her happy and it will help to bring closure to the 4-month-long ordeal. She says she knows her dog would have wanted her to find the happiness she had when the two were together. Cutler faces up to 2 years in prison and a fine not to exceed $6,250 when he's sentenced next month. News time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Hey, it's not too late to think about getting a larger planter or a newer planter for your 2013 planting season. Stop in here to Lindeman Tractor and take a look. We've got a great selection, anywhere from 8-row 30 up to 24-row 30, and most all of them are 5 years or newer. A popular model that's kind of hard to come by is a 2600 Kinze 12-row 30 with interplant. We just recently got one of those in. We'll be putting it through the shop. In addition to that, we have two real sharp 16-row Kinze 3600s, low-acred, with interplant. We can set them up with the auto shutoffs, or you can just run them with manual shutoffs and save yourself a little bit of money. We're wanting to move out the rest of these planters, so if you're thinking about moving up, call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
And the Atlantic City Council will meet in a regular session this evening at City Hall. During the meeting that begins at 5:30, they'll hear reports from Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Megan Roberts and Dolly Bergman with regard to the city's Trees Forever Award. The council will also act on matters pertaining to a contract with Iron Specialties for the park maintenance facility, a change order on a contract with Snyder & Associates for additional services related to the 2013 Street Improvement Program, and a resolution approving the contracts and bonds executed by Spraycom Utility of Knobnostor, Missouri, with regard to the sewer relining project. Prior to adjourning for the evening, the Atlantic City Council is expected to enter into a closed session to discuss initiating litigation to take the title of an abandoned property as allowed under Iowa Code. And the first of three public hearings will be held this morning in Atlantic with regard to the County General Assistance Program, the hearing pertaining to an amendment to an ordinance prescribing the Cass County General Assistance Program, will take place during a regular meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors, which begins at 9 a.m. Following the hearing, the board will hold the first vote on the ordinance. In other business, the supervisors will hear a report from Ann Pross, Director of Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic, and discuss the county's contribution to the IWCC Foundation. They'll also discuss the Voice over Internet Protocol, or VoIP, phone system at the courthouse. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Hey, it's not too late to think about getting a larger planter or a newer planter for your 2013 planting season. Stop in here to Lindeman Tractor and take a look. We've got a great selection, anywhere from 8-row 30 up to 24-row 30, and most all of them are 5 years or newer. A popular model that's kind of hard to come by is a 2600 Kinze 12-row 30 with interplant. We just recently got one of those in. We'll be putting it through the shop. In addition to that, we have two real sharp 16-row Kinze 3600s, low-acred, with interplant. We can set them up with the auto shutoffs, or you can just run them with manual shutoffs and save yourself a little bit of money. We're wanting to move out the rest of these planters, so if you're thinking about moving up, call Rick, Chris, Jay, or me at Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Wanda Jewell, age 76, of Harlan, died Thursday. Memorial services for Wanda Jewell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Harold Kidd McLaughlin, age 88, of Audubon, died Saturday. Funeral services for Harold McLaughlin will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Barbara Havens Harris, age 83, of Wyota, died Monday. Funeral services for Barbara Harris will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hugh Rusty Bailey, age 60, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Rusty Bailey will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jean Sulgrove Lowry, age 90, of San Diego and formerly of Bridgewater, died Sunday. Funeral services for Jean Lowry will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Louis Andreessen, age 80, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Louis Andreessen will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Bonnie Moore, age 80, of Oakland and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. Visitation for Bonnie Moore will be held from 4 until 7 p.m. on Thursday at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dean Stiles, age 76, of Dexter, died Sunday. Memorial services for Dean Stiles will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. And Richard Hochstatter, age 55, of Greenfield, died this morning at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Richard Hochstatter are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And I do want to pass along this weather note to you. The National Weather Service says that strong scattered thunderstorms are possible over southern Iowa this morning. They're moving east-northeast at 35 miles per hour. The storms have the potential to produce brief heavy rainfall along with small hail. The hail could range from pea to nickel size. Stronger storms may be capable of producing enough small hail to cover the ground. Earlier this morning in Clarinda, they had hail up to the size of nickels for several minutes, according to the Weather Service. So if a storm approaches your area, try to remain indoors until it passes. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.